February 14th, Thursday after Ash Wednesday. The first reading comes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. And the passage today is a theme that is repeated over and over again in the book of Deuteronomy, that God and Moses have placed before the people two choices. They can choose the way of life which leads to the Lord by following the commandments, statutes, and decrees that God has given them, or they can choose the way to death, the way to exile. They would do that by rejecting those commandments, by living a lifestyle which is opposed to what God has told them to live. Remember, one of the greatest gifts that God ever gave the people of Israel is His law. Because of St. Paul, we tend to look at the law as something that was imposed upon the Jewish people, something that imprisoned them. But that's not the way they saw it. They saw it as a guideline, a way to know what God really wants of us. In ancient times, people lived in terror because they were never sure of what the gods wanted. They were always afraid that somehow they might have broken some small prescription of the law that would bring doom upon them. And that makes sense for ancient times because they didn't know about disease. They didn't know about natural phenomena like earthquakes or hurricanes. And so when these things happened, they interpreted them as punishments from God. And these things were happening all the time. So they felt constantly in danger of losing the favor of their gods. The God of Israel, on the other hand, had given the people of Israel a clear way to follow His paths. So they didn't have to live in fear. They only had to live in obedience. The gospel is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 22 to 25. It speaks about how the Son of Man must suffer greatly and die. This is the title that Jesus consistently used for Himself to describe His mission, Son of Man. It's drawn from Daniel 7, where the Son of Man would receive power and authority over the nations, but it's also drawn from the Songs of the Suffering Servant in the second part of the book of the prophet Isaiah, which speaks about the servant who would suffer for the sins of the people, be buried among robbers, and rise on the third day. That's how Jesus defined His ministry. But not only did He define it that way for Himself, He also called others to that same ministry. He said that in order to follow Him, people have to be willing to lose their lives, to take up their crosses out of love for Him. In other words, to be a Christian doesn't mean that we have God in our back pocket and anytime we want something, we can call upon Him. He has to grant us that favor. God is not a genie that you just rub a lamp and you get three wishes. God is somebody who invites us to the most loving lifestyle possible. And that loving lifestyle means that we die to our own interest in order to live for others, God and those around us. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.